Listeners, and welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, thrilled and delighted to be your host. And you know, on Advanced Living Radio, we've made a pledge to bring you value each and every week, because I have a prayer. Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun, inspiring the largest number of people to easily, joyfully, happily, productively inspire their lives to healthier, wealthier, more passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives. And yes, yes, that's a mighty task, but we're up to it because we know that there's a spiritual connection that goes beyond anything in this world that could ever get in our way. And so when we tap into that, as the song said, let go and let God, we're going to be doing some of that. And part of course, letting go is letting go into joy. And we'll have an amazing guest of fun today. Before we get to that, of course, I want you to know our show is sponsored by theadvancedliving.com. And when you go to advancedliving.com, you're going to notice an item called the Comfort Technology. It's a small plug-in item. We call it a Clark Kent clock with superpowers. And people like Jack Canfield and Michael Beckwith and Harvard medical doctor Eva Selhub, so many people use it and recommend it. So when you have a moment, go to advancedliving.com, check it out. It's an amazing, easy way to reduce stress, improve your quality of sleep, just a lot of value. Well, guess what? You know that we're on an amazing adventure, and life has got so many twists and turns. Well, what if you could go through some of those adventures and be guided and supported to have that happen in a way that was going to be more pleasurable, more joyful? Yes. And you think, well, is this going to happen in a haphazard way? No, it's going to happen in a Trudy Hap way. Yeah, Trudy Hap. Who's Trudy Hap? Well, Trudy Hap is a writer and an actress from California. And she wrote and co-directed and performed in a one-woman show entitled Greetings from the Other Side, an evening with Ida Levy and friends. And this is inspired by Dr. Patch Adams. You know him possibly from that movie of 1998, starring Robin Williams. Yes, and Trudy was not forced to leave our country, but she traveled to Russia in 2008 with her 13-year-old son, Lucas, along with Patch, to do work. And they are just a group of people dedicated to clowning and visiting hospitals and orphanages and spreading healing through humor and love and friendship and compassion. And, of course, Trudy's dream is to be a global ambassador of laughter and love, and she certainly is. Her screenplay, Out of the Blue, which is co-authored by Mark McQuaid Crawford, speaks directly and loudly towards our personal and corporate accountability, which is what is happening on our beautiful blue planet. And as she says, we travel lifetimes to enrich our very own story, piece by piece, lesson by lesson. The storyboard is created. And, of course, Trudy, you wouldn't know this unless you were out in Ojai, California, has three children, Eric, Nicolette, and Lucas, and three dogs. So if she has another dog or a cat, she might have to get another child. We don't know how she's going to do this, but she's going to explain all of this. And, of course, there's her beloved Murph, which is that beautiful man in her life. Let's welcome Trudy, who's going to help share some amazing adventures with us. Trudy?
I'm so sorry. Trudy has left the building.
I had a feeling.
This is Trudy's friend, Ida Rose Levy. Is this Kenneth Arthur?
Yes. Ida, it's you. This is such a treat. I had no idea, but I'm telling you, if we have to have a stand-in for Trudy, there's nothing better than one of our most beloved persona, Ida Rose Levy.
Oh, well, you make me blush, Miss DeLessa, and it takes a lot for me to blush, as you know.
Oh, I'll tell you, I just wish I could reach over and give you such a pinch on the cheek, you little boobala.
So happy Hanukkah to you.
Well, and to you, too. We are lighting the lights of Hanukkah for those following this Jewish tradition. And, of course, the Festival of Lights is more than just about the Jewish tradition. It's about lighting that light of hope, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is all about staying in the light. I don't care what you worship, who you worship, it's all about the light. Because if we sit there and we stay there, we have risen above the fray, and we are all connected in the same beam.
Ah, there you go. There's the oneness, no matter how many different ways that we decide to worship on this planet, the Buddhist and the Taoist and the Catholic and the pagan and the Jewish and on, it's nice to know that in the light there's that oneness.
Absolutely. That's what it's about. Even if you're a Bloomingdale-ist, even if you worship Bloomingdale's or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Doing, it doesn't matter as long as it's done from a higher place. That's all I care about.
Yeah, so I don't shop on the main floor.
You go directly to the third floor, to the highest place, because it has the best deals.
There you go. Now, I'm understanding that you have delved into the psychic realms, and I'm just kind of wondering, from where did you get these psychic abilities that you have, Ida?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I had a number of experiences as a very young child. I also got to observe my Auntie Lynn, who, God bless her soul, lives in Hollywood Beach, Florida right now. But as I grew up, I used to smell things and hear things that I am certain other people were not in touch with. And it became evident to me at a very young age that there was a lot going on in the room when I was by myself. And at times it became very disconcerting. And then the voices started to give me a lot of information. And I realized I was surfing the internet, going deep inside to track all these wonderful stories that on a cellular level come through all of us, Kenneth.
Mm. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And now, when did you first realize that you had this gift?
Oh, my. Well, I would say the first time it happened, I was lying in my bed. And it was a used mattress. You know, when I grew up, we had to get things from secondhand stores. This was not uncommon. And when I was lying in the bed, I started to hear a lot of moaning and other voices. And it was a very odd experience for me. And upon getting up in the morning, I checked with my mother, God rest her soul, which was not her name, you know what I mean. And I said, Mama, where did this mattress come from? Well, we found out, after a significant amount of tracking, that this mattress came from a man who used to be a baker. And for some reason, when I was lying in my bed, Kenneth, I would start getting Kugel recipes and all these different types of recipes that you would only find in someone's head that was very, very profound at being able to bake incredible different types of pastries. So you can imagine, I would get up in the morning and I'd sit down and I'd say, I need some sugar, I need some vanilla, and my parents would look at me and think, what is she talking about? I've got to make a kugel, there's some bagels I have to make, get me a rye, and this would go on, and basically I was reciting recipes from years gone by, from people that had passed over and were using me as a vehicle. That was the beginning.
Oh, that's amazing. That's truly amazing. Plus, of course, very handy to have around, especially in the morning when we're getting hungry.
Absolutely.
And it makes me curious with these special abilities, and I love that that you have some unique abilities. I mean, there's some people clairaudient, clairsentient, but you have this ability of not only being able to read people, but to smell them.
It's not pretty sometimes. You know that movie, The Sixth Sense, and that fabulous little boy saying, oh, I can see dead people. He got cut a break because when I walk down the street, what I smell is beyond old. These are people that are very much decomposing, wore lousy perfume to begin with. You can imagine what it smells like now. And so I constantly walk around with my spritzer. Here, you can hear it. Because my spritzer has to clean my aura all the time. I am literally inundated by some of the most foul smells, but I try not to judge. And I rise above it, and I check in with the person that is emitting this horrible, horrible odor. And the stories come forward. Kenneth, you wouldn't believe the stories of the veterans, the huddled masses, even inanimate objects like Elliot Spitz's mattress, Oy vey's mia, the stories that came out of that mattress you can't imagine. I have insight to so many different things that are going on at the same time. Let me assure you, you are never alone. We are never alone. Ever.
Not on Elliot's mattress, we aren't.
Oh, no, dear Lord. The voices, the screaming, the who, the ha, the deal-making, the do you have any change? It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
And then they give him a TV show. Then they give him a TV show? Talk about corruption. It should be called corruption.com. Funny, huh? Funny what happens these days with these people that should be embarrassed. There's a Yiddish expression called a shanda. A shanda means a shame. Tell me how they give these people TV shows. Tell me how Tiger Woods is still playing with his putter and we have to watch. It's a shame.
Yeah, it is. Well, at least he uses both hands. I think that's probably to his credit.
This is his business, but that to me is not my idea of the wide world of sports. I got better things to look at. In any event, I've had some marvelous experiences, and then I started to discover that I had a deeper gift than I even knew as a young child, because as I evolved, obviously, I became more and more in touch with the higher realms, which, by the way, are available to all of us if we would just shut up and listen. I don't mean to be rude. It really requires sitting on your duffet, opening up your clown or crown chakra.
Ah, the clown chakra.
The clown chakra, which brings me to my very dear friend, Patch. Oy vey, what a guy this man, Dr. Patch Adams, is. He can make you laugh, cry, think, forget. He's the most extraordinary being I have ever met in a body on the planet.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yes.
To have gone and clowned with Patch, and so this is something that has this been both fun and spiritually fulfilling? What can you share about that?
Well, My littlest guy was turning 13. And you know, it's a fabulous time in any young man or any woman's life. It's a rite of passage. And lots of people have parties. In Africa, they go hunting and rip out a lion's heart. I didn't want to do that. So I decided that I was going to take my son.
I rented a lion one time, and then when I took it back with no heart, they charged me extra.
Oh, this is very sad. Anyway,
yes.
That's my story. So
yes.
I decided to go on a trip with my son with this fabulous man called Dr. Patch Adams. And the only thing we had to do was bring a clown's costume and bring some stickers and some funny things for the children in the hospitals and the orphanages. And the only criteria was to have a big, open heart. Can you imagine? So 30 to 35 of us landed in Moscow and started going to hospitals and orphanage with the most horrific conditions I have ever seen in my life. Poo, poo, poo. Have we got it good over here? The children, the adults, the doctors, the paranoia, the filth. But the one common thread, Kenneth, was that these children had an irrepressible spirit when they were with Patch and the clowns. Something vibrationally shifted. It was palpable. These children that were missing limbs, that were undergoing chemotherapy, were smiling, were asking to be picked up to go dancing, were just beaming with life, belief, and love. What I came away with was much bigger than I could have brought.
Wow. Oh, this is just amazing. And I'm guessing, did you have to train to do this, clowning, or was that, coached, or did you channel this wonderful energy? How did this all come?
Honestly, I think some people do take some clowning lessons, and there are books that are out there. But for me, it was about dropping into a very special place. Listen, it could have been Emmett Kelly. It could have been the Marx Brothers. It could have been the Three Stooges. They were all in my pocket. I did everything that I had been taught as a little girl to make people laugh. Because you know what? The laughter is truly what heals us. Norman Cousins was no fool. These people that sit in front of TVs and watch comedy are truly healing at a cellular level. So when I went over there, I fell on my tuchus, I did this, I pinched this one, I did all sorts of things to self-deprecate and self-humiliate, but had them in hysterics. And so for those of us that didn't have time to take a class, all we had to do was have fun. And in that place, it was a wonder.
It sounds beautiful. So just this part of this sharing of some humor and joy and playfulness not only was wonderful for you, but the people that you interacted with. If I'm understanding, these were people in a lot of pain. They had an instant transformation.
Yes, I'll tell you one story in particular. I walked into a room with another clown who was playing an accordion, and I was trying to be present for each child or person that I connected with. And out of the corner of my eye, I saw something that looked like a Mexican jumping bean trying to right itself and to kind of lift itself up. And upon investigation, it was a little boy, 7 years old, with one arm that was grossly deformed, no other arm, no other leg, and then one leg that they were trying to fashion to be able to go into a splint so he could support himself. I turned to the nurse and I said, "What is going on over here?" Because he was so active and so intent on trying to get my attention. The nurse said, "His name is Dima and he likes music. He'd like to be put in your arms." So the next thing I know, this little being, 7 years old, with the most giant eyes I've ever seen, huge, huge pools of compassion, bounces up into my arms, and the woman is playing the accordion, and he starts dancing with me. and we're dancing, and he's in my arms, and we're twirling in circles, and we're laughing and laughing. And it was as everything fell away except for myself and my connection to this little boy. And he kept trying to shake his body up and down and up and down, telling me to go faster and go faster. And he was trying to lift his body up to get his head to touch places in the room that otherwise he could never get to. And at the end, I hugged him, and he hugged me, and I started to cry because I was so taken back by the glory of everything that was coming from this child that was pure light and love. And he said something in Russian, and I turned to the nurse, and I said, "What did Dima say?" And Dima said to her, and I quote, "Tell her not to cry. This is New Year's Eve, and I am 6 feet tall. I'll be just fine." Who is healing who?
I'm guessing that that you had an amazing mutual exchange going on.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And this to me is just so exquisite. It makes me wonder of how you, stepping forward is your role of Ida Levy, are helping to encourage us maybe to take on some different roles. Trudy's got family responsibilities. Maybe she has issues. I don't know. We'd have to ask Murph about that. But it sounds like you've freed yourself up quite a bit.
We all have issues. We are all in bodies. When you're in a body and you're bound to the body, it means you're continuing to hopefully do your work. When I leave this body and I transcend and ascend, maybe things will be different. But we're all working very hard right now, Kenneth. Everybody's working very hard. And there are forces out there, because I know this to be true. What defines the light? The darkness. What creates the dawn? The dusk. You and I both know that the bigger and the brighter we get, the more there's going to be forces out there that are trying to throw us into fear and throw us into arguing with each other and dissension, and we cannot let it happen. I see this all the time. We must steer the course towards love and to light and to understanding our differences, because we are not always going to agree. And I can tell you, all day long, I channel the masters, the people on the street, the homeless people, the people that have been lost in tsunamis, and the cry each and every time is love. It's not about vindication. It's not about revenge. It all comes down to love. It is so easy. And if we just can see that, all the differences and all the veils are lifted, and everybody goes, "Oh my God, look at this. We really are all one. What a bunch of schmageggies we've been having all these opinions and forcing them on each other." It just won't work anymore. Not the way the world is turning.
So this is, and in this channeling, this is something that helps to kind of go to different realms than we normally think about. Because, like you say, there's so much going on in the world and so many distractions. But to have this information coming to you, and it comes down to that same message over and over again.
Absolutely. I remember one night I was sitting so very quietly, and all of a sudden, I had these blinking lights in front of me, and I didn't know what was going on. And I started to channel and host an extraterrestrial. And I started to see through the eyes, like there were 15 of them, of this extraterrestrial. And apparently, his name was Magua. He is such a sweet pea. Apparently, he was flying over, and he was flying over in his spaceship above one of those big shopping centers, which we have out here down towards L.A. called Century City. Well, apparently, because of all the electromagnetic frequencies that are now being emitted from just about everything on the planet, his functioning and his ability to be able to do his controls got completely screwed up, and his spaceship crashed right into Century City Mall. So the poor guy is trying to get out of his spaceship, and the next thing I know, I start seeing the images again of what he's seeing. He opens the spaceship door, Kenneth, and there's all these people applauding. And he looks around, and I'm listening to what people are saying around him, and they're saying, oh, my God, what a stunt. It's the opening of a new Hard Rock Cafe. They thought that it was some kind of a PR stint. So this poor alien is now walking around Century City, has nothing, no food, no nothing, and he takes newspaper and figures out how to change it into some kind of money. Well, let me tell you the lineup of stores over at Century City. It's not so different than Rodeo Drive. So he goes in and out, and he goes to Gelson's, and he gets food, and he's trying to figure out how's he going to survive. He can't get home. But here's what happens. This is what intrigued me the most about this vision. He starts acquiring. He starts accumulating. He starts getting involved with material acquisition. And I'm watching him struggling with the shopping bags and the Tiffany bag because he could create his own money. At the end, he starts picking up on all the radio waves. Nothing, says nothing, like something from the oven. And all these things are going on in this poor creature, this very simple creature's head. And he screams out in his native tongue, I cannot dematerialize. He couldn't get back home.
He couldn't
get back home. Because he had started to become a material, earthbound being. He did not know how to ascend and go back home.
Oh.
This is even aliens. This is happening in other galaxies. When they visit us, it's not pretty, Kenneth.
No.
No.
No. And so even, and it sounds like one of the morals to the story might be, even if you can turn newspaper into money, it's still not going to buy you happiness.
No, it's not. No, this money thing, let me tell you, the money thing is important. And you have to have money to be able to pay for your essentials. But if you have more than that, go talk to Dr. Patch Adams. Go to Africa. Better yet, go to East L.A. Go to Harlem. Go to Appalachia. You don't have to go very far to see where people would like to take their newspaper and coal and turn it into some green money, so they could live a little more comfortably and not under tarps.
Mm.
Big work.
Yes.
And I had this other woman come through me. Her name was Lacey Ruffles. She was fabulous. She had been strung out on drugs and alcohol. She had a baby in childhood, 16 or 17 years old, that she had to give up for adoption. And she finally got out of rehab, and she was looking for her daughter. Oh, my God, Kenneth, I sobbed with everything that I saw coming from her. And in the end, she opened up her heart, and she found her way back home, and she got to reunite with her daughter. It was very special.
Mm.
Very special.
Oh, truly.
Yes.
Well, this is beautiful.
Yes.
Ida, I'll tell you, you are just doing some amazing things. We want you to maybe help us to learn to be... to do some channeling. Is there any hints that you have for how we can develop some of these abilities?
Well, the first thing is the best time, and I mean this so very seriously, I can tell because my tiara is lighting up. The best time to be able to channel and bring in the information, as I call surfing the internet, is about 4:30. I have quoted this. I have patented this phrase. It is called surfing the internet. It is mine. I will share it with you. The point is, forget the computers and forget the cell phones. At approximately 4:30 in the morning, which in my definition is the time between the worlds, you sit on your duffet, you cross your legs, you close your eyes, you take some deep breaths, and you say, for the greater of good, please, give me some information so that I may move forward with love, light, and the clearest of information. All you have to do is sit and drop in. Anybody can do this. Anybody.
Is there special equipment that we go to a website to purchase?
Well, There are all different things that are on the internet right now. And my personal feeling is through guidance, you will know. For instance, in my guidance, they told me to get a tiara. It is finely tuned to a particular vibration that I can pick up on different levels of energy in the cosmos. And so, you know, people laugh because I'm not a Filipino princess, but I sit with my tiara, I go to parties, people make fun of me, it's okay. They can kiss my tiara for all I care. The information that I get with this particular tool is very, very special. So I think that people are led to the different modalities and different instruments that will assist them in getting the higher information. Because it's all out there. The Akashic Records, you don't need a library card for God's sakes. It's all there. All you have to do is keep quiet, sit down, get the ego out of the way, and realize that we're all vehicles for information. It's perfect.
That's huge.
Well, it is huge. It is
huge. You know.
Now, I went through a very rough time, Kenneth, not that long ago, and I don't mind sharing it with you and your viewers. My love of 23 years walked out the door. It's a very long story, and, you know, Zygazint, they say, like, Lusimgains, let him go. In any event, I was left to raise my three children. We had no idea where he was. He'd had no idea where he was, so we didn't get any kind of surveillance to figure out where he was because there was no passport, so to speak. In any event, I spent a lot of time alone. So what is alone? Alone means you're left with your own devices. You don't have things to distract. You don't go shopping. You don't go to friends. You don't drink wine. You don't eat sweets. I almost led a minimalistic life, a very spiritual Zen life, just to see what would come up, just to see what would bring me to a place of peace and quiet and the assurance that I was moving forward in the right way. Well, I had the funniest experience. Might I share a little bit about my friends, Buzz and Sparky?
Oh, my gosh. I was hoping you would get to this, Ida. That, from seeing this wonderful movie, if we don't, myself and the listeners, get to hear more about this, we will be in tears. So, please.
All right. The first thing I would like to say is it's a bit of a disclaimer. Number one, the Buzz and Sparky Roadshow, which is something that I created because of my dear, dear friends, Buzz and Sparky, is really a means by us going through a type of self-exploration, to be more hands-on, to be in touch, to know how to bring ourselves to a place of peace and quiet and the best vibration on the planet. In any event, I will introduce my friends. Buzz and Sparky are vibrators. The truth of it is, they were given to me as gifts. I had no idea what to do with them. I actually thought one was a blender, and I put it in with a little whipped cream, and nothing happened. What is a vibrator? A vibrator is a hands-on tool. Now, I had someone say to me very recently, oh, vibrator, you mean a dildo. Having a vibrator with a dildo is like putting a vampire in a room with a werewolf. They don't want to be together. They're very different animals. They both may bring pleasure. But let's face it, a vibrator is a whole nother gig. If the young people in the world right now would know more about their bodies and what feels good and are taught to explore and to know how to take care without going out there to other people, it's the first lesson in being whole and complete, isn't it, Kenneth?
Oh, wow. Okay. So this gives a whole new meaning to the word of self-fulfillment.
Absolutely. And with what? Two AA batteries? You'll get a C, and if you're lucky, get a D? Come on.
Oh.
And you know what? No one got pregnant with a vibrator, Kenneth.
They haven't?
Absolutely not. Vibrators can't get you pregnant.
So the story I saw in the National Enquirer wasn't true. Okay.
Well, I know her, and she's got her own theories, but we won't go there.
Yeah.
The point of it is, vibrators are really a masterpiece example of safe sex. And my friends Buzz and Sparky came to me, and I said, all right, listen, let me work with this. Let me see how I can promote you. So I did an animated short, which, by the way, you can see on YouTube, and it's called The Buzz and Sparky Roadshow. We now have all these other characters that have come forward. We have Mitchie and Swishy, who are gay vibrators, who are fabulous. We have Louise and Clark, who are lesbian vibrators, who go where no man has ever gone before, nor do they want to. We have Digit, who's a finger cot that wants to be a condom when he grows up. And we also have Midnight Blue, who is a fabulous vibrator that takes D batteries. So we have a whole collection of characters now that are moving around the planet trying to get people to understand we need to know ourselves first. And if we can do that, that's the only time we can go out there and connect with somebody else. We need to be the whole cupcake. And the rest is all icing. Does that make any sense?
Oh, absolutely. You gotta start somewhere, and if you can't do a good job of exploring yourself, how are you going to do a good job of exploring someone else?
Absolutely. Of course, this makes only common sense. You know, the Greeks had it for a little bit, then they got a little wonky. But this has been going on forever. This has been going on. What do you think the Big Bang Theory was? Come on.
Oh, so it was an inner experience. It wasn't the start of our universe.
Of course, it's the universe within. It's how it all started. Of course.
I had a feeling there was something going on about that Big Bang.
Absolutely. Come on. Physicists. They're all embarrassed to talk about these things. Not me. I talk about it with everybody because it's about time the word gets out there. Vibrators are not pornography. They are not.
Yeah. And have you found that there's a negative stigma for a lot of people about this? Or
not when I'm done with them.
Ah.
And when they now, come on. You got someone sitting in front of you with a tiara on. I mean, you're going to get thrown a little bit anyway. So by the time I disarm them, they're going and buying them. My favorite's the pocket rocket. Tiny little thing. Takes, you know, two AA batteries. Please. They should be given out when kids are 10 and 11 years old. They wouldn't be getting in so much trouble. They'd be locking themselves in their rooms.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Geez, I would love. I don't know if you're going to ever. I could imagine you as a conductor of a group of people using their Buzz and Sparky toys.
Yeah.
And then we would hear different sounds depending upon the level of pleasure.
Oh, my God. I mean, it would be a cacophony of sounds. You know, the movie Close Encounters, dun, 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 dun. We'd be all the things in between. Yeah. Fabulous.
Yeah, so
we would hit every note.
A good
would you like
of close
to hear,
encounter.
Yes, would you like to hear? Yeah, very close. Very close encounter. Would you like to hear Buzz and Sparky's little song that they always sing?
Oh, of course.
Okay. My vibes have felt the coming of the. Wait, let me think again. Wait. My vibes have felt the glory of the coming of the boy. They have slept alone for ages and have chosen so much more. They are happy and fulfilled, relieved that there are more in stores. Their truth keeps moaning. Ah, glory, glory, Buzz and Sparky. Glory, glory, Buzz and Sparky. Glory, glory, Buzz and Sparky, their truth keeps moaning. It's clever, right?
Oh, my gosh. I think that is just absolutely an amazing theme song.
Thank you.
Taking a tune that is normally about warfare.
Oh, yeah. The Battle Hymn of the Republic is now the Battle of the Repubic.
Yes.
There's always a joke to be made, Kenneth. There's always a straight line. Don't ever forget it.
See, this is the theme of what we're wanting to remember in these holidays.
Yes, this is very
true. Just like a good holla. The more it's twisted, the better it gets.
That's correct, because the butter and all of the flavor gets stuck in the creases.
Yeah.
But we won't go there either.
No, no, that we would have to go to the Buzz and Sparky book of definitions to find out about creases and butter and all those good things.
Yes. Well, one day you'll have to have them speak to people on your show because they're actually very articulate, very articulate.
Ah, well, this is important. I want to be able to have that reference because here I think Buzz and Sparky can give a whole new meaning to being in hard times.
Oh, absolutely. People take them in during hard times.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I knew there was all this lurking goodness there awaiting us, and so you're planning on that. People can go when they go to, is it to buzzandsparky.com or where would they go to get this?
They can go to YouTube, and on YouTube you just put in Buzz and Sparky Roadshow, and you can see their first little 6-minute clip that they did about when I found them and how I sent them on a trip and how they meet these other people along the road is all being written now, and there are going to be other episodes. And it's basically going to be called the Buzz and Sparky Roadshow. They're very close. Very close.
This is great. And then and then the theme, as you're talking about, because here we've come into a time where I went through the wonderful 60s and free love and now times where sadly people have safe sex and being extra careful has taken on a very high importance and so here's Buzz and Sparky kind of coming to the rescue.
Absolutely. There's a lot of diseases out there and there are going to be more. It's just what's happening on the planet. We have to be intelligent about the ways that we feel good.
To me, I wonder if Buzz and Sparky may end up playing around and joining with Patch or helping people in different ways to feel good.
You know, that's very interesting that you should say that. I actually have a friend that does work with people around the world, and she said the more people that are educated about things such as self-gratification, the less likely they are to get in trouble and to have babies at very young ages. So Patch travels the world. I don't know. He hands out balloons. We hand out stickers. Who knows? Maybe the next time we go out there, we'll bring a bunch of pocket rockets. I'm not sure. I'll have to talk to him.
Yeah. Well, that's now to me, it calls forth the theme. If you want a helping hand, look at the end of your arm.
Oh, you're very smart. You know that, though, right? You got the show, and I'm just being called. So I guess you know the spirit.
Well, I just want to tie this together in a way that really helps us to together because your heart is so deep and so loving.
Here is the overview of the last hour. The overview is, if we can laugh at ourselves, we surely deserve paradise. If we can stop being so darn serious and can learn how to throw our arms around even strangers and say hello, and how are you? If we can stop being so damn afraid, we will be lifting our vibration and learning how to take care at a much deeper level. Buzz and Sparky are just a way of making people laugh and tune in. It's all about vibration.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes,
and that wonderful joy. And sometimes we've seen children, babies, just laughing for no reason. They're just laughing.
Of course. Well, not to mention that they have people that passed over that are floating around the room, and it could be their grandparents and their great-grandparents that are coming and visiting them and saying, hello, hello, oh, I hope you don't get my nose. You know what I'm saying? Of course these kids are laughing.
Yeah. Ah. Yeah. So, well, I don't know how many of them have that ability to smell people. That's now that's a whole other subject.
Now it's a whole, but I have this fabulous spray, by the way, and it's called Love's Blessing. And it's got all these different oils in it. And a very dear friend of mine in Ojai has been making this. And this is the real McCoy. Is it okay if I talk about this for a minute?
Sure.
Okay. Her name is Marilyn Salas. That's S-A-L-A-S. And she's got this mist that whenever I am overwhelmed by the smell from people that have been gone a very long time, I find myself using this. And it really helps to kind of clean things up on a number of levels. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so people can get a hold of this spray by going to www.loveshealingenergy.com. And I'm telling you, a specialist spray I have never smelled since my mom wore white shoulders. It's lovely.
Oh, well, this is beautiful.
Yes,
I love it.
It's a lovely, it was just given to me not that long ago, and of all the sprays that I've concocted, and I've had a million of them, this is the one that really cleans the auras.
Hmm. Wow. You know, I can imagine Buzz and Sparky doing a blog where they go out and discover things and then help share with people this kind of thing.
Oh, yes. Like I said earlier, they're very articulate, and neither the one of them are particularly shy at all. So what we're going to be doing is having more episodes for people to see how they travel around. You know, there's a lot of vibrators out there that are getting very mobile.
Ah.
Some of them run on solar energy, which is very interesting. Can you imagine? They're going to make batteries obsolete, and you're going to have all these vibrators standing out in the sun, and then the next thing you know, the whole town's going to be lit up. It's going to be very, very wonderful.
Ooh, I like that. And
good visual for you, right?
Yes, and we want to know that for all those vibrators that are stuck in a nightstand, that there is hope.
They need to be set free. Get those vibrators out of the nightstands. Set them free. Go buy new ones. Send the other ones that have been dedicated to helping you and being hands-on. Give them a road trip. Send them to Vegas. Send them to Rio. And go buy another one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's so
great.
Can
you imagine per capita how many vibrators there are in Las Vegas?
No, I've never contemplated that.
Okay, well, if you ever think about contemplating it, let me know what the answer is, because I wouldn't waste my time either. But the point is, there's probably a lot.
Yeah, exactly, and that's a good place for it, and we know that instead of using electricity from Hoover Dam, when Buzz and Sparky get to town, start converting energy, the whole town's going to be even brighter.
Absolutely, and I have thoughts that Mr. Tesla was onto this a long time ago.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
We don't need all those wires. We just send those vibrations through the air and receive those.
That's right.
And get grounded. Right. Now, I'm looking, and I'd love my listeners to be able to follow some of your other adventures. Can we give out the website for your work in Mother Pod?
Sure. It's www.motherpod, which ends with a D.com. And there's also on Facebook is Ask Ida, because I now have a place where people can ask me questions. I can field questions, and I don't have a degree. My degree is that I've been around for a gazillion years, and I have a direct line, like most people do, to the Akashics. I only answer with integrity and from the highest vibration. And if I don't know, I tell you, don't ask me, call somebody else. I'm not the Psychic Network hotline. But I will help anybody as much as I can with all sorts of dating questions and whatever. And I'm doing it now.
Ah. Well, if I'm understanding, Ida, with Buzz and Sparky in hand, someone is really dating themselves.
Very funny. I'm dating myself. Yes, I suppose I'm dating myself, but you know, you can always be ambidextrous and switch hands. And that would be shaking hands with the unemployed. Is that what that's called?
Oh, yeah, it could be.
Yes.
I love it.
I think we speak the same language.
Yes. Now, there was something that I saw on that beautiful MotherPod website, motherpod.com. And you had was it an adventure in Africa? A walk how do you pronounce it? Maasai?
Say it again.
Maasai?
I have a very dear friend who is Maasai, and we have been talking extensively about the similarities between her culture and other cultures on the planet. So I cannot give too much of that away, but I would certainly urge people to keep an eye out and to look forward to a wonderful piece that we are working on together. It's very special and very precious to us both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and this and for people that aren't familiar with this, where is that culture again?
It's in Kenya, and Kenya is in Africa. And the Maasai are people that travel for very long distances barefoot, and they run, and they are a brilliant, brilliant tribe of people. As many are in Africa, as many, many are in Africa. So many incredible beings, so very different, so misunderstood, so hurting, as we sit here on our telephone talking. It's very sad.
Yeah, yes. And so you'll be helping to bring forward some ways that we can relate to connecting to those folks and finding
Absolutely.
That more precious.
Yes, there are schools over there that need help. They need simple things such as markers and paper and tape. And I send things over there with my friend when she goes. And I am going to travel over there in the next year and go visit her.
Yeah, it was so amazing. A very huge philanthropist, Armin Hammer,
yes.
of the Arm and Hammer Baking Soda Company,
yes.
One of the things that he did was thinking, okay, we're going to make a big difference in the world, and he built a pencil factory in Russia.
Yes, he did. Yes, he certainly did. He built a pencil
factory.
Very smart man.
So, yes, and someday he'll go back and build an eraser factory, too.
But a bum, you're a funny man,
yes.
Mr. Lessa. You're a funny
so,
man.
We gotta have both ends of that stick, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. When it gets heavy, just tilt it back the other way.
Now, is it the kind of thing where people can actually, is there like some centralized way to send this kind of stuff over there? I don't know if you're going to be coordinating any of that, because I saw here in Denver, a home base, where people got together and just put a huge amount of school supplies together for the holidays and the
yes.
start of the school year.
Yes, there are different ways to do it, but what you want to make sure of is that it doesn't get intercepted. So, for instance, when my friend goes, I send her with just a few boxes of things because she can get those through. There are still people there that steal and that intercept and that aren't carrying out the greater good. So you have to find an organization that protects whatever's going over there, and you make it simple. For instance, I have a fabulous little gentleman. He's 3 years old, and his name is Brian, and I sponsor him. And so he sends me letters written by his cousin, and all he wants is some paper and some little tattoos and some stretchy bracelets, and I can only put together a manila envelope that's as flat as can be because they have warned me that things will be stolen.
Yeah.
So there are ways of doing it, and people should go online to organizations such as child care. There's a lot of very hardy organizations that will make sure that things are delivered in a timely fashion.
I don't know if you'll be, as time goes on, helping to provide some of that to possibly through your blog or different ways that we can, because, there's so much that we get sent out with good intention, but if it gets intercepted and sabotaged, then it just doesn't get there.
That's correct. So it's little steps. It's little steps to say I care. It's walking down the street and sitting next to a homeless person and saying, can I get you a cup of coffee? What's your name? It's all little steps. And then it creates a vibration and a ripple, and the ripple gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and then everybody gets to experience it. That's where it starts.
Wow. This is just so sweet. When we think of starting surfing our internet, using Buzz and Sparky or any of their friends to plug into our own way of being pleased with ourselves, and then to take that joy and that happiness and use your model, Patch Adams, and take that clowning out all over the world. Boy, I love it.
Yes.
You're up to some good there, girl.
I am, and I'm very grateful and filled with gratitude for every breath, every single breath that I take.
Well, we'll want our listeners to be able to check out MotherPod, MotherPod, MotherPod.com, and keep track of Trudy Happ. And yes, you know, very much a haphazard person.
Yes, they call me Miss Hap.
So we know, look out. If she's around, you're liable to feel better and get loved.
Yes,
so be careful.
Yes,
that could become contagious.
Yes, that's good news. Are there any other questions that you might have for me personally, Mr. Lessa?
If there's any brief thing you'd like to share as we wrap up, I'm just so excited to keep in touch and to have my listeners follow along with your merry adventures and make their lives better.
Well, I would love to speak with you at any time, because things change so quickly with me you can't imagine. Time is speeding up all over the planet, and I don't spend a lot of time sleeping anymore. There's way too much information coming in. And again, not just about me. Everybody has an opportunity to get quiet, go inside, surf the internet. It is endless, boundless, and eternal.
With that, we couldn't say anything better. Trudy, thank you. And Ida, and all the other beings of light that are roaming around inside that form that you wander around the planet in, you sweet creature, you. We just thank you for taking time to be with us today and shine some light in our lives and remind us to get in touch with ourselves and shine that light for others.
Yeah.
Bless you, Trudy. Bless you, Ida.
Thank you. And blessings on everybody associated with your show and for being interested in getting people to rise to the occasion of pure love. Many blessings to all of you.
Oh, many blessings. Until we meet again, God bless, and goodbye for now.
Bye-bye now. Let go and let go.